I didn't want to be a half-blood. If you're reading this because you think you might be one, my advice is close this book right now. Believe whatever lie your mom or dad told you about your birth and try to lead a normal life. Being a half-blood is dangerous. It's scary. And most of the time, it gets you killed in painful, nasty ways. If you're a normal kid reading this because you think it's fiction, great, read on. I envy you for being able to believe none of this ever happened. But if you recognize yourself in these pages, if you feel something stirring inside, stop reading immediately. You might be one of us. And once you know that, it's only a matter of time before they sense it too, and they'll come for you. Don't say I didn't warn you. So begins the epic novel, The Lightning Thief, by acclaimed author of the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series, the Kane Chronicles and the Heroes of Olympus series, as well as many other books, Rick Riordan. The first installment to the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series. Here, we follow Percy on the summer after he turns 12, and everything changes. Question. What if you found out that the Olympian gods from the myths were real? And as if that weren't enough, that your missing mom or dad was actually a Greek god or goddess. Percy has to fathom that his father is far from being dead at sea, and is actually Poseidon. Also, that the gods are real and all that, in only a few short days. Then, well, Zeus's master bolt, Chiron said. Getting myself now. The symbol of his power, of which all other lightning bolts were patterned. The first weapon made by the Cyclops for the war against the Titans. The bolt that sheared the top right off Mount Etna and hurled Cronus from his throne. The master bolt at which packs enough power to make mortal hydrogen bombs look like firecrackers. And it's missing, I said? Stolen. By who? By whom? Chiron corrected. Once a teacher, always a teacher. By you. My mouth fell open. Percy is then asked to lead a quest to retrieve the bolt and hopefully find the real culprit with his two friends, Annabeth, a total kick-butt daughter of Athena, and Grover, an awesome satyr, with only a confusing prophecy to guide them. You shall go west and face the god who has turned. You shall find what was stolen and see it safely returned. You shall be betrayed by one who calls you a friend. And you shall fail to save what matters most in the end. I mean, sounds fun, right? Right. Our heroes travel across the country, barely escape death dozens of times, and also receive advice from a poodle. Yes, a poodle. The most bizarre thing, though, and just plain scary part, is when the trio has to go so far as to the underworld. With hilarious chapter titles like Grover Unexpectedly Loses His Pants, and We Get Advice from a Poodle, a witty first-person narrator, a quick-paced plot, action, and adventure, The Lightning Thief is for anyone from ages 8 to 8008. And yes, I'm talking to you, Zeus, and all the other gods. If you like Harry Potter, read this book. If you're in need of a new series to obsess over, read this book. If you're bored, read this book. If you were plunged into the depths of Tartarus by your evil author and have nothing to do except fight for your life and monsters, read this book. If you weren't, still read this book. If you knew how to read, read this book. If you're incredibly popular and hate reading, first off, what do you do with your life? I'm summing it off. Read this book. Change your ways and become a nerd. Don't worry, we can still be popular, and we're a really fun bunch. A winner of the 2005 Best Book of the Year for for Child Magazine and the School Library Journal, as well as many other awards. The Lightning Thief is a must-read. Read this book. Finish the series. Start the Heroes of Olympus series. Finish that one as well. Cry over the character deaths. Enjoy the Percy Jackson family, as many others already have. And remember, this book will teach you many things, but also that adventure can be found everywhere.